Then the question is, how come that the shaky fellow doesn't regret breaking something? The other fellow will regret it. Where that regret comes from? That's the free will. When you regret doing something, means that you have the choice. Understand it that way. Yes? And listen carefully. Yes?
This is the intellectual quest. What is quest, O ingenious one? That perchance a man of weak understanding may find his way to that place. The intellectual quest, though it be pearls and coral, is other than the spiritual quest. The spiritual quest is on another plane. The spiritual wine has another consistency. At the time when...
Before the example, in these three recent lines, he repeated himself three times. Each verse is almost the same, but said another way. This is a key, remember. A good teacher, when repeats something, means pay attention to this. He repeated one simple meaning, and that was something that is not really understandable for us. He said, listen, I'm talking about now, this is intellectual discourse, which is useless, because it doesn't lead anywhere. I want another kind of discourse, which is the spiritual discourse. That's different. How different? The main difference is this. We are talking about an intellectual discourse and some other one, right? What do you know about that other one? Oh, you know one thing. It's out of this. Means it's out of intellectual capacity. Means you cannot understand it. It's something to feel, to get. Is there something like that? Do you know something that you cannot understand it? But in exceptional ways you could get it. Let's go back to the subject of love. You will never understand what love is. Only the lovers know what love is. The rest of us, we envy them. We wish we'll be like that. You don't even know why you wish it. You don't know why you envy those non-satisfied young fellows, Romeo and Juliet. But you do, it's in your heart. It's not explainable. Understand this. When we are talking about passion, passion is not something to be understood. Passion is something to dive in, be submerged, and be the victim of it. Ah, yes. What was the question?
What's the word you used for the spiritual here?
John. Life itself, that's the spirit to it. You say there is one, Bahasa Aql. You know, Aql is not logic. We could say logic, but Aql mainly is what we have in our brain. That decision maker, thinker machine and things like that, and bonding everything together, making that really complex in me, and Aqile, and Iral, and all that, right? This has one way, which we call it logical way. See, there is out of logic, and I wish I could explain this in that out of logic, because this is out of logic. That's why he repeats three times the same concept, actually. That, listen, there are two different ways of conversing and arguing about something. It's Bahs, which is arguing about something mainly, right? Challenging something even. Say, this discourse, challenging discourse and things like that. There are two ways. The first one, which is the Aqli one, if it is really the pearl itself and the essence, This is not what I'm talking about. The other one is something else. Even if this one is the best, the intellectual world, the best one of it is not something. You know why? Let me give you a good example about this logical argument. Yes, Peter.
At the time when the intellectual quest was in keeping, this Umar was intimate with Bul Hakam. When Umar went away from intellect towards spirit, Bul Hakam became Bujal in searching into that.
See what happened? He gave you the example. He said, okay, logically, logically there were two logical fellows, two very famous fellows in the time of Muhammad. One is Bul Hakam. Bul Hakam means the father of Hikmat, means the father of knowledge. So there is this guy, they call him Bul Hakam. And he has a friend, which is this Umar. And both of them, they hate Islam and they fight it. Midway, Umar will realize that what I'm really fighting. They say it happened like this, the story goes this way, that one night, during the fight, one night, he cannot sleep. He will come out to walk. He will lose his way. He will end up very close to the boot camp of the Muslims. And they are sitting down and reading Quran. Reading Quran means they are reciting something in their language. And Umar will hear that and will listen and say, this is good. They say something and say, this is good. These are all good. Why am I fighting them? Fighting was social and class and politics and all that. He will change his mind. And he will become the second caliph. He says, aha. Logically, over there they were the same, right? But look at this path at the end of it. This one is the second caliph. And the other one is not called Bul Hakam. He's called Bujahl, means the father of ignorance. The father of knowledge became father of ignorance. This is what it is. I was telling you a story. Remember, not history. I don't know what happened a couple of thousand years ago. But in our story, the father of knowledge, in the path of love, will become father of ignorance. Because love is not something to be understood. It has never been that way, and it's not going to. That's why we are talking about a different field of thinking.
He is perfect on the side of sense perception and understanding, though indeed he is ignorant in regard to the spirit. Know that the quest of the intellect and the senses is concerned with effects or secondary causes. The spiritual quest is either wonder or the father of wonder.
Sorry, but this is impossible task. This is not translatable. Because these three verses that we are looking at, the coming verses, are extremely poetic. And it's a very strange game of words. He will use, first of all, the argument or the quest of intellect and the feeling which is cause and effect. Asar and Sabab are exactly cause and effect. Okay? He uses that. But in the second one, he will use a term which is a very special term. We say in this other quest, let's say a spiritual one, O Ajab, Ya Bul Ajab. This is a way in Arabic language to say this is bizarre, or the father of bizarreness.